Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. Your friend Matt back again to take you on our 10-minute podcast journey together, where we cover all things Atlanta and Georgia sports, the only podcast that gives you this much on the local teams as early in the day as possible, as long as we get it up on the intranet, on the podcast sites, by 10 a.m. We have a lot of ground to cover, including the Braves back at it tonight in Boston in one of the oldest matchups of starting pitching you will find anywhere. I think Georgia continues to follow Alabama's plan to a T because it's a foolproof plan. We'll talk about that. And, of course, the Falcons in a game week. I think there is one part of Friday night that will separate this preseason for the Falcons from any other they've played before. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. We are brought to you by Peachwood Floor Coverings. On the podcast, I tell you guys I love working with local folks. I really do like to keep the money local. Well, with Peachwood Floor Coverings, the name alone tells you that's a local company. Peachwood is located here in Norcross. It's a company that if you are like me going through the home renovation process, one of the things we needed was brand new flooring. We were looking for hardwoods downstairs, upstairs in the hallway. We wanted new carpeting in the bedrooms. And we had really run into a couple of walls with companies that we just didn't like. The vibe, the price, the lack of attention to detail, the customer service. Well, that's all until we met Ryan Cornell and the good folks at Peachwood Floor Coverings. You can go to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com to see more of what I'm going to tell you about. But they made it so easy. They came out to our home for a free consultation. They'll do the same for you, where they brought all their hardwood flooring options, their carpet options. And by the way, we got this memory foam carpet. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. The technology, it's the greatest thing ever. I want to sleep on the floor now. I might get rid of my bed. But what they did for us is started the demo process on the old floors, began the installation process on the new ones, and our project was done. I mean, like a week and a half, 2 weeks later, it was just that easy. Not waiting 6 or 7 weeks, not getting price gouged. Go to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, mention Matt and the Daily 10, and all this month they're going to take 10% off any of your flooring or tile project when you mention my name, Matt, the Daily 10, at peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, or call them at 678-935-6901. The Braves are back tonight in Boston at 7:10 after their day off yesterday. Tonight it will be 38-year-old Charlie Morton against 42-year-old Rich Hill. I didn't know Rich Hill was still pitching until I saw the pitching matchup that was lined up for tomorrow night for the Red Sox. Braves trying to get that bad taste out of their mouth of what happened in New York, losing 4 of 5. And for Morton, he's coming off a very good start against the Phillies, where he went 6 2/3, gave up 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. So hopefully he continues that momentum. Meanwhile, Rich Hill, the 42-year-old lefty for the Boston Red Sox, coming off a 3-inning outing where he gave up 6 hits, 4 earned, and was out pretty quickly. Braves have done a good job hitting lefties. Let's see if that continues coming up tonight in Boston as they try to get back on the winning track. Tomorrow night, it'll be Kyle Wright against Nick Pivetta. So the Braves have both pitching matchups in their favor in this series. Again, you take nothing for granted, but you got to go out and get... You want to get greedy, right? You want to win both of these games, but at worst, a split for another day off Thursday, and then the Marlins await the Braves over the weekend for a 4-game series in 3 nights, where the Braves will send Max Fried on Friday night against Pablo Lopez. Another scheduled doubleheader on Saturday, where the Braves will send Ian Anderson against Jesus Luzardo in one of the games. The second game, I imagine, will be Jake Odorizzi again for the Braves, but they haven't made that official. And then Sunday, Spencer Strider against Braxton Garrett. The reason I bring up the pitching matchups there, the Braves will miss Sandy Alcantara. And that's an advantage, because Sandy is every bit as nasty and dominating as what you saw from DeGrom and Scherzer. And if you could miss a guy like that, it's a big advantage. So the Braves will go into play tonight, 6.5 games behind the front-running Mets, and it's an important stretch for the Braves with 2 in Boston, 4 with the Marlins. Then the Braves will come home, and who will be waiting? The New York Mets again for 4 games. So can you knock 2 games off this division lead before you come home next Monday to face the Mets? all of a sudden things get interesting again if the Braves were to go out and take care of business in that series. But again, work to do here tonight with Boston and then Miami. If you are looking for a great place to watch the game tonight, I'd highly recommend the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. Why? Well, it's the ultimate sports bar experience. This is a multi-level, on-demand sports viewing extravaganza. Great views of all the games, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps. And with football season approaching, there's no better football viewing destination than the Daily Draft downtown Woodstock on Main Street. And there's also no better destination to host your fantasy football draft than the Daily Draft. So here's the deal. Coming up on the weekend of August the 27th, the Daily Draft wants to host you and your crew for your fantasy football draft. They'll give you a great space if it's you and four of your friends or you and 40 of your friends. They have a 75-cent wing deal, great specials on drinks, and you can enjoy it all while making your fantasy football league selections. I would tell you to contact the Daily Draft now to book a space, and they'll make sure you are taken care of. Call 770-783-2799. That's 770-783-2799 to call the Daily Draft. Let them know I heard Matt on the Daily 10 saying I'd like a space, 75-cent wing deal, and the best place to host your fantasy football draft. All right, Georgia is in the midst of fall camp as they count down to their opener against Oregon coming up September the 3rd. The USA Today coaching poll came out, and there weren't a bunch of surprises at the top, including Georgia, but Alabama's number one. Ohio State came in ranked number two at the preseason poll, and Georgia number three. Clemson and Notre Dame rounded out the top five, and then it goes Michigan, Texas A&M, Utah, Oklahoma, and Baylor in the preseason top 10. Then you get Oklahoma State and Oregon, and the reason I bring up Oregon, when Georgia plays the Ducks on September 3rd, it'll be number three Georgia as the defending national champions against number 12 Oregon in the opener, and that will get a bunch of attention. This is sort of the Alabama plan for years and years. Let's play a legitimate Power 5 opponent, but we'll do it on a neutral field where we know we're better. We're not going into a hostile environment. People will give us credit for beating a top 15 or top 20 team, and as long as that team handles the rest of their business, that'll be a bonus for us when it comes down to selection time if it's, you know, needed for some sort of a tiebreaker for the college football playoff. So Georgia will get credit as long as they beat Oregon for, as we said, a top 20, top 15 type of a win. Doesn't mean Oregon can't play with Georgia and make it a close game, but we all think Georgia's a lot better, at least on paper. And even with the caveat of weird stuff happens in college football openers, this is essentially a home game for Georgia. Oregon, I'm sure, will have some representation, but in the 70,000-seat Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it'll be 90% Georgia fans. It'll just be right down the road from Athens. So again, neutral site, but it's really a home field for Georgia, where they're the better team, clearly. Again, this was the Alabama plan. They've done this beautifully for over a decade. If you go back to 2012, when Bama started consistently playing neutral site games against quality enough opponents, but they knew these opponents weren't good enough to beat them. It's not like going on the road and playing in a tough environment where weird stuff can happen when you're dealing with somebody's home stadium. Here's a little reminder. Alabama beat Miami this past season in Atlanta, 44-13. Miami, top 20 team, right? Blew them out. They beat Duke 42-3 a couple of years ago in Atlanta. Bama beat Louisville 51-14 in Orlando. They beat Florida State 24-7 in Atlanta. They boat raced USC 52-6 in Dallas. They beat Wisconsin 35-17 in Dallas. Bama beat West Virginia 33-23 in Atlanta. They beat Virginia Tech 35-10 in Atlanta. And they beat Michigan 41-14 in Dallas. Those are all quality enough opponents. Bama knew they had no chance of losing. They're not going to Ann Arbor. They're not going to Camp Randall. They're not even going to what could be kind of a crazy home environment for West Virginia. They're going to a neutral site, NFL stadium, most of their fans. They're going to win the game. That does change for Bama, though, moving forward. You know, they travel to Austin this season to play Sark and the Longhorns. That becomes a dangerous game only because it's on campus, and there's more likely a chance of an upset in those games than ever playing the neutral site game that Bama's been playing. And Georgia will also follow that plan starting in 2023 when they go to Norman to play Oklahoma on campus. Then again in 2025, Georgia plays at the Rose Bowl against UCLA. Same in 2026 when they'll play an on-campus game at Louisville. They'll do the same in 2027 when Georgia will play at FSU at Doak Campbell and then at Texas themselves in Austin in 2028. This is beautiful strategy now to play the neutral site game. It's a home game, but it's right down the road from Athens. You'll get the credit for beating a top 20 team. But then things, they change as eventually the playoff landscape changes. We expand the playoff. you might not get dinged as much for losing a road game. And for Georgia, just like Alabama, they're going to have several of those on-campus games on the road in years to come. All right, one final thing I wanted to talk about here today. It's a game week for the Falcons. They'll play their preseason opener Friday night at Detroit. And mostly, preseason football kind of sucks. It's just boring after the initial, like, oh, I love football and it's back. And then you start to see names and faces that aren't very good and the game isn't very good. I would tell you, though, the Falcons maybe will give you a reason to stick with Friday night's game and some of the preseason games longer. Here's why. I'll start with a question. You guys think about this. When is the last time the Falcons had a young quarterback that you were dying to see play in the preseason? I mean, I bet you have to go all the way back to 08 with Matt Ryan, right? I mean, there have been blips where they've had some other young quarterbacks that you were sort of like for a moment wanting to see, but not like this. There are a lot of Falcon fans who have convinced themselves that Desmond Ridder has a real shot to be the future, and I hope they're right. I bet Desmond's going to get a full half, maybe more on Friday night. I don't know if that's the second half. I don't know if he comes in the second quarter and plays a couple of quarters, and maybe Felipe Franks does the cleanup duty in the fourth. But in times when you usually tune out for the preseason by the second half, Desmond Ridder will hold me. I want to see him. I want to see what he looks like. I want to see what kind of accuracy, running ability, escapability, even in a preseason game, that Desmond's going to have. That, to me, is somewhat intriguing. And I would say the same thing for the other two preseason games for the Falcons before they dial it up for real in the regular season. So what usually is a tune-out, it might be saved by the fact that there's a young Falcon quarterback that we all want to see at least a couple of quarters worth, and you might get that on Friday night at Detroit. If you guys would, please hit the subscribe button right now wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you would follow on the Daily 10 feed to guarantee you get it wherever you find your favorite pods, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, you name it, we're available on all the above. I will be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 2 o'clock, and then we're back here again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.